Good afternoon and welcome to the Project Joy radio show. Good afternoon, Sherry.
Good afternoon, Ashwini.
We had a wonderful assignment yesterday, and let me kick this off by reading what it was. Happiness is as a butterfly, which when pursued is always beyond our grasp, but which if you will sit down quietly may alight upon you. What a lovely reminder for meditators. We often hear that all we need is to sit and the magic will happen. We don't need to do anything or try to improve or get it right. Just sit. Today, give yourself a few moments to sit down quietly and allow the butterfly of happiness to alight upon you.
I bet we were supposed to record and listen.
Record and listen. You bet right. Or you won your bet.
Won the
All
bet.
Right, so here's our first caller. First caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself? First caller?
Uh-oh.
Let me try someone else, Jerry. Hang on. Okay, next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Bob from California.
Hey, Bob.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. Well, I really enjoyed that. Well, first it was just really enjoyable to do. You know, I just took myself in our backyard. We're having a oddly spring day here in San Francisco. And it was just so enjoyable. You know, it's like, and it's fun to do in a way that isn't already part of the schedule. Like I sit every day, but to actually just read the assignment, go outside, sit down, and just enjoy just being. And like suddenly it's like all these things that are sort of like just background in life, you know, the birds and the sun and the trees and the everything, you know, just suddenly becomes kind of present and vibrant.
Mm-hmm. That's such a beautiful way of saying that all of these wonderful things are background for us most of the time, right? I mean, we know they're there. We know there are birds and trees and stuff like that. Once in a great while, we tune in and become aware of them. But they're really in the background, and to allow them to be the foreground, to be everything in one's awareness.
Yeah. Because, you know, I mean, they are that all the time, but just, you know, it's like there's all these other things swirling around that just kind of, you know, put the blinders on to them.
Mm-hmm.
So that was really kind of just really enjoyable, and actually doing it again right now. And the thing that I saw, you know, when doing that was that, so like, you know, I sit down and I'm just, you know, suddenly all this stuff just becomes available to me again, I guess. And then like things start to drop in. Oh, look at that thing that needs some attention. And oh, here's this project I'm interested in. And initially, like conditioning wants to come in and say, well, you're not doing it, right? If you're having these thoughts, you're not actually. And quickly, obviously, what became obvious is like, okay, well, paying attention to you is what the problem is. It's fine for these things to drop in.
Yes, because they're just passing through, aren't they? It's just part of what's going on in awareness, just like that butterfly fluttering by or the bird landing on that branch. It's just, it's all a part of everything. And as you say, without attending to that conversation, there's no problem with any of it.
Yeah. And you know, it's just great just to have that assignment. And I think I'm going to get off and let someone else talk, and so I'm going to express my gratitude to both of you for showing up every day for a year to do this.
It's a pleasure. Thank you, Bob.
All right. Okay. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Bob. It's really what we were looking at in the retreat this morning, right, Sherry, that the sweetness of life is what life is. And that for most
yes.
of us whose attention is on the conditioned conversation, that is not our primary experience, even though it's everywhere available for us all the time.
It's astounding, isn't it?
It
really is, that what is real is something that we are trained not to attend to, and we are trained to attend to something that is not real. It is like realizing that we've been hypnotized or brainwashed or to believe that what's not real is real and what's real is not real.
Mm-hmm. Well, and you know, once again, it finally drops in at different times for me what the Buddha meant by ignorance is the cause of suffering. It's that faculty that we have to ignore what is so,
mm-hmm.
and tune into what is not so.
Mm-hmm.
And so awareness mm-hmm. brings all of that life into the foreground, and then the happiness mm-hmm. butterfly can land on our noses.
Right.
Or shoulders, whatever.
Yeah, wherever it wants.
Yeah. Well, let's hear about someone else's experience about that. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, it's Monica calling.
Hello, Monica.
Hi, Monica.
What are you seeing?
Oh, so much. Well, I was... last night I was listening to the day's call, and I was just laying on the floor and listening, and I just had this experience of this is it. And it wasn't like a this is it, this is all there is. It was a, oh, this is it. Like this striving to practice and get somewhere and stop this behavior and stop this thing and get on top of conditioning and hearing people call in and talk about the process, I was like, oh, this is it. This is what we're doing. We're just continuing to practice and continuing to come back, and there's nowhere to get. And it's all just right here in this moment. I don't know if that makes sense.
Well, yeah, it does. And it's powerful because I think if I'm understanding what you're saying, what you became aware of is that conditioning had made practice something to do.
Right.
Right? It gave you a program. So you have to get somewhere. You have to accomplish this. You have to get past conditioning. And so it
right.
just turns it into the same standards and beliefs and assumptions and striving and pressure and all of those sorts of things that it would do with anything. And so to realize that, no, this is it. We're just paying attention. We're just being here.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, it was just so relaxing and I don't know. I felt really emotional about it because it was just a release, and it was just like a the beauty in it, you know, the joy in it, the simplicity, really.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. To realize that conditioning makes everything so hard, and that really being here is so easy and so relaxing and beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, and then just that. That orientation to like fix and change and I had seen something the day before about someone who gave me some information, and it's just, oh, look, what am I going to do about it? How can I fix it? How can I make it better? How can I, you know, like there's just such an orientation that things have to be fixed
different.
Or changed, and it was just different. Oh my God, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't
mm-hmm.
know, it was just really, a lot of times I call in and I'm like, it doesn't sound like anything, but it feels like a huge thing, you know, so that's all.
Oh, well, no, but that's the point, isn't it? Because we're trying, and that's why the Buddha, apparently, and his gang made up a new language to talk about this stuff. because we're trying to use the same words to communicate something that isn't the same experience. And so that's where the finger pointing at the moon comes in, right? It's like that. It's sort of like that. And it's the avocado, right? You love avocados. I've never heard of an avocado. And you're going to try to explain to me what an avocado is, what it tastes like. Well, that's just not possible. But if you start talking about how much you love avocados and I know what an avocado is and I've tasted it, then we're right there together, right? And language is irrelevant because we've both had the experience. And that's what's happening with this. You know, we're trying to put into words an experience that cannot actually be put into words. But the good news, Monica, we know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So we can just be happy for you.
It is good news.
Yeah. And so we can just all be delighted together. Oh, yes, 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 I know that place.
Yeah, I think that's what I feel when I hear other people talking. So I hadn't made that connection, but that was like, oh, they're just like, we're all just doing. This is it. This is what we're all doing. These people. This is what we're doing. You know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Us people. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And one last thing on that was like, it's kind of like the radio show for me, which I'm noticing is. If I'm in the queue, there's a totally different experience. And it's like, or if I do the assignment, obviously there's a much better, different experience. Or if I record it and listen to the assignment rather than read it, like it's the same sort of thing. It's like, oh yeah, there's that quote. Here, let me sit and actually.
It's like hear Bob going out and sitting in the yard. Right?
Right.
Here, let me actually participate. let me do this. Yeah.
Right.
And now you're
or
here.
Let me actually,
now you're here with it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Or let me actually record and listen instead of, you know, trying to get the benefit of it without actually doing it, you know.
Yes, without actually
anyway, just
being
many,
here.
Many, right. Many examples.
Right. Yeah. And again, that's so important because that's exactly what conditioning wants us to do. We'll just read it. There, you got it. And no, actually you didn't. It's like there's saran wrap between you and life. But when
we put
our whole heart and soul into it and we give all of our attention to it, now we're here. Now we're with it. Now, and we can feel this is it, and we can feel the transformation.
Right. Yeah, that's such a good image. It's like walking through life in saran wrap and then taking it off. You know?
Yeah. And feeling the breeze.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, that was great.
You're
thank
so
you
welcome.
So much. Okay.
Thanks,
see
Monica.
You soon. Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
It's so true, Sherry, that ability for us to sit there and share the delight of that experience that is so incommunicable. It just is that place of getting it. This is it. That that wholehearted sense of presence when the veil drops and knowing that what we're doing is being present and that's all we're doing. And when we do that, when we practice, we have that experience of complete participation in life, which is what we're practicing for. And so we do the practice and we have the experience. And if we don't do the practice, we don't have the experience.
Yeah. And so then, as with Monica, now you're going to try to put into words what's happening. It's you just wind up giggling because, well, you know, what do you do? Well, nothing. I'm actually not doing anything, but I'm just here. And how can just being here produce that level of delight? Well, as soon as you have the experience, you know how it produces that level of delight.
Mm-hmm. And why we giggle.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Here's our next caller. You're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Hi, this is Mark, Southern Arizona.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark.
Hi. Wow, that's a surprise. Okay. So.
Here we are.
Yeah, here we are. I recently attended the There Is Nothing Wrong With You retreat. It was my fourth experience, and by far the most amazing. One of the issues that I addressed, the issue, you know, when you do the process map, was really the issue of, you know, do I contribute? Do I add to the conversation, or do I sit here? And kind of the end of that experience for me was, well, if life wants to contribute, well, then by all means. And so I've been contemplating the process of actually getting in the queue, et cetera, ever since then. And today, even though it's really not convenient, I got in the queue. And then, of course, it's a question of not engaging in the mythical conversation I have with you both, but actually paying attention to the existing conversation, which was really a lot of fun. And so I would like to, you know, one of the things that came up was ignorance. I never really thought of it that way. And the other thing that comes up is, because I'm now doing the daily recollection every time, and I was struck this morning by sacrificing thoughts and all thoughts and all desires.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a remarkable thing because sacrifice has actually a positive meaning for me. In other words, mm-hmm. I give to the universe, I give to life thoughts and desires. Well, that's an exciting new way. It's not something I'm giving up. I'm not walking away from it. I'm actually offering it.
Yes. Yes. Putting it on the altar.
Yeah, precisely, exactly. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And, mm-hmm. and so it was then a continuing, you know, like pulling the puppy back. Well, I'm offering this, and it's a giving. It's a heart-opening. I mean, it's an amazing difference from saying, get over here, puppy, to, oh, I see that you're over there, but come over here. This is a beautiful place.
Mm-hmm. I'd love to have you here with me.
Yeah, come play with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And so I sit on the on a kind of deck surface above the, of course, in southern Arizona, it's almost always blue skies, and you know the sun's coming up, and I do that at a time so I get to experience the sun coming up. And by the nature of the way the sun's coming up now, even though the sun is up, it doesn't actually shine on me for a while. And so, you know, I get to experience the light breeze that touches my face and the feeling of sitting and on the cushion and, you know, the smells and the taste. Because I love the experience of it so much, I constantly am, you know, reminding myself of, you know, come here to the experience. And after a time, the sun came up over the roof in front of me. Oh, my goodness. It was just glorious.
Uh-huh. It's glorious because you're here for it, right?
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yes. It was right.
Yeah. That's the secret ingredient, right?
I couldn't experience it if I was busily thinking about what my client said yesterday or whatever.
That's right. Yeah, and it's fun, to me anyway, and I bet to you, that to realize that the more present I am, the more extraordinary the experience.
Oh,
it's not a striving, it's a sacrificing, you know. So
yes.
I lay everything on the altar
yes.
that would be between me and
Yes.
What, you know, have. Yeah.
Exactly.
We're not going to fill in the blank because there's no word for it.
In fact, one of the kind of tricks of mind that I use that helps me in that regard, and I can't say that I can go here into that place all the time. I can't. But is to allow my awareness to expand. I mean, really, my physical sensual awareness to expand. So I'm kind of like in a sea. It's like being surrounded by a completely different element that is exciting and new and different. And at that moment, it is so blissful. I mean, you know, gosh.
Yeah. Well, we can understand and sympathize with people who want to just go there and not come back. Yes, and so in Zen, of course, the warning against quietism, and people who haven't had that experience would think that is not an issue for me. You know, being able to sit down is an issue for me. But when you find that bliss, and you realize that you can slip into that anytime you choose, it's very tempting.
And I think it's something I certainly have to live through. In other words, I know because I've experienced a different awareness, an awareness that I experienced as kind of a place in between formlessness, which was full of energy, just really full of energy, and form, which was that energy being expressed, and kind of, in my experience, they were kind of going back and forth. And that that place, of course, is a place where this sensuality, or however you want to call that, that bliss, is it's just not there. There's another kind of incredible experience. I'm not saying I go there hardly at all. I've only really experienced that a few times, but it's kind of out of the corner of my eyes. I know that it's there.
Yes.
And so I realize that this sensual bliss, I remember I'm giving up desires, which includes the desire for that bliss.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Mark, the thing that I appreciate most about this conversation is that it's kind of what we were getting at with Monica, that there are so many realization states, experiences that people really don't talk about, and there aren't words to talk about them. But for the person who is feeling like that coming to present, being here is nothing, this will give that person some encouragement that there might be more to it than they think.
Oh,
so.
I hope they could be encouraged, because there certainly is. And, and it helps. There's magical moments there. For instance, on this call, I experience extra energy, perhaps you could call it anxiety, although I'm not really afraid of anything. It's just extra energy. And if I allow myself to experience the sun, which is presently on my chest, and it's warm, and a light breeze coming through the window of the car, it helps me ground so that I can listen and be more present to the conversation.
Yes, yes, and because that's it. The awareness is expanding, and everything is being embraced into that awareness. And just,
amen.
It's kind of as in cooking, you know, we're folding in the egg whites. It's that kind of gentle folding in, embracing. All right. Thank you, Mark.
Now, mind you, I couldn't do this. I wouldn't do it simply because I wouldn't have a teacher that I could rely upon. And so in that regard, again, many, many thanks to both of you for your constant devotion and work. Somebody such as me would not go these places without you there. So thank you.
Well, great pleasure. Thank you. We wouldn't go there if it weren't for Sangha, which includes everyone who has gone before. Right. So,
amen.
Yes, it's a group effort. A delightful group effort. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Bye now.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mark. Sherry, I'm going to try to get someone else on.
Oh, great.
On. And
good.
Let's see if this works. Next caller, you're now live on the air. Would you please introduce yourself?
Good morning. Hi, Ashwini. Hi, Sherry. It's Todd.
Hey, Todd.
Hi, Todd.
Hey. Oh, I just loved it.
What are you up to?
Oh, about 5'8", but I'm hoping to be 6 feet by the summer.
I see.
Oh, that made no sense. Anyway, I just dropped in. I don't know where it came from. I just loved it. It's a delightful group effort. I went to every experience with every caller, starting with Bob all the way through. It was just delightful.
Isn't that it, Todd?
That's it.
When we're
there.
Here, we get to have everybody's experience.
Exactly. And what am I saying? I'm seeing that that's the draw to the radio shows and the morning shows and open air and all of practice is, and I was talking about it on a Reflective Listening Buddy support call just recently, that either I go there because I've had the experience with a Sangha member, or they describe an experience that I've yet to have, and then I look forward to that experience, that it might occur.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. And our worlds just expand literally and figuratively, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or whatever the metaphorically and actually, or however we want to say that, because it is Bob's experience, Monica's experience, Mark's experience, Todd's experience, Ashwini's experience, whoever. But I'm having my experience of their experience. And it's so much, it's kind of like, why live just one life when you can live so many?
Oh, yes. That brings me right to retreats and being in group at the monastery as well. That brings me right to that, you know, that expanded experience we talk about. There's nothing like going on retreat, or there's nothing like going to the visiting monk program, and that's that expanded experience of especially being in person, too. It seems to heighten it for me for some reason. You know, just being in person and just tactily, there I am next to a Sangha member. They're sharing an experience in group, and I'm going right there with them.
Yes, yeah.
Very powerful.
Yeah, it's very powerful. I don't know that it's actually necessary, but there is something about being in physical proximity too. Whether we just we're more aware of the energy, or I don't know what it is, but that's my experience too. It's all of these virtual things are wonderful,
right?
But they for me, they'll never take the place of actually being in the presence of other folk.
Oh, thank you for that. That's such an encouragement for me to start planning and putting out into the universe to return to the monastery for the visiting monk program, which I'm in the process of doing.
Yeah. Get us on your calendar.
I'll get you on the calendar, and I'll make the request to the guest master as I crash through that huge wall of resistance that comes up every time.
every time. And just to underline that, Todd, isn't that something that that means you, as well as anybody on this planet, know the transformational nature of being at the monastery as a visiting monk, right?
I mean, you
go through, crash through the giant wall of resistance, get there. There are probably a couple of 3 days, right? oh, God, what have I done?
Yep.
And then just settle in and leave there. Just you don't even need the car, right? You just transport yourself back home.
Walking on
and
air.
And then the wall of resistance is right there the next time. I really appreciate the opportunity to talk about this, because that happens to people constantly. They have this just huge, huge heart opening breakthrough experiences on retreat, and then the voices talk them out of ever doing it again.
Absolutely.
So just for us to realize that that's a process. We don't have to fall for that.
Yeah, and what I saw in that, too, is we don't have to take it personally.
Oh, exactly. Everybody
does a huge part of it. We take it personally, and then, you know, then we form that identity, that ego, again, prevents us from doing that which the heart desires.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Great. Well, thank you so much.
All right. Thank you,
God. I echo all the gratitude as well. Take good care. Now go happy and treasure yourself.
Remember to treasure yourself.
Love that. I've been recording that since it came up on the first show on Treasure Yourself. I love it.
Yeah, it's a good one. All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Todd. Bye-bye.
See you soon.
Okay.
Thanks, Todd.
Thanks.
I just love that perspective that we have, that the ability that the life is everything. Everybody's experiences are life experiences, and that if we're here for it, they become our experiences because there is no separation. It's just marvelous. And I was thinking about it related to preferences, right? Your preference is different from my preference, and only in conditioned reality are they mutually exclusive. But life has all preferences, and so we get to have all.
Yes, exactly. And again, if we marvel instead of listening to conditioned mind judge, then it's so big. Life is so big. We can have it all.
Which brings us to the end of the show and our assignment for today. If you see no reason for giving thanks, the fault lies in yourself. Conditioned mind will never have a reason for giving thanks. This is one of the primary reasons for dropping conditioned mind. Gratitude is our experience when we turn attention to the heart, and attending to the heart can only happen in the present. Today, wherever you find yourself, stop several times, look around, and note what you're thankful for, not in the abstract, but in presence. According to
Nice. There's always so much when we stop and look. I think of Bob sitting there in the yard, right? There's just so much around us that's beautiful to be grateful for.
Yeah, and that seems to have been the theme of the show, the expanded awareness that brings what is to the foreground.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. Go happy.
Thank you, Sherry. You too. Go happy.
Treasure yourself.
And okay. We'll see each other. We'll talk tomorrow.
Yep. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.